Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday, Friday the 13th. We hope that won't have any bearings on our webinar this morning. This is Dan Schuna, Deputy Commissioner of Education here at the department, and we are very pleased that you have joined us this morning to hear about what we're working on here, and we're interested in hearing your feedback and questions that you have. I'm going to introduce in just a moment who's here on the call on our end, so you have a sense of who's part of this conversation if you should reach out to in a little bit. We recognize that we have a variety of stakeholders that are joining us, which we're pleased about. Invitations had gone out to a couple different groups, particularly because when it comes to the safety of our kids and also more specifically implications for transportation, we know that lots of different folks have an interest in that specifically. We do want to hear from you, which is why we're having the webinar. This is not a training as much as it is collecting feedback from you folks. And so what we're going to ask you to do is, if you do have some thoughts or comments, to please provide those through the chat component of the webinar itself. We'll be looking at those closely towards the end once we've shared the information, and there will be a slide that you'll see that will indicate when it's time that we're going to take a look at those comments. But please do so, chime in, because that's why we're doing this. So just to get to the introductions, again, I'm Dan Schuna, Deputy Commissioner. We have Pat Hinckley, who is the Transportation and Facilities Administrator, that you'll hear from in just a moment. J.C. Holmes, who is our federal and state liaison, has joined us as well. And Karen Kuziak, who is the Director of Policy Programs Legislative Affairs, has been part of conversations so far. Unfortunately, she is at another conference today, so she wasn't able to join, but would be happy to hear questions from you in the future if necessary as well. So with that, I think we're ready to get underway. I'm going to turn it over to Pat.
Dan, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. Our learning objectives for today are: one, review the National Transportation Safety Board safety recommendations and reports. Two, explain Maine DOE planned action to improve safety in response to the NTSB. And three, receive comments from participants. The focus on safety for the National Transportation Safety Board, also known as the NTSB, is safety advocacy. Recommendations are the focal point of the NTSB's efforts to improve the safety of the nation's transportation system. For Maine Department of Education, this program supports the Maine DOE Strategic Priority 4, ensure student and school safety, health, and well-being. For Maine School Transportation, conserve the comfort, safety, and welfare of the students conveyed. For collaboration and outreach, the Maine Department of Education has engaged in collaboration and conversation with the Governor's Office, Secretary of State's Office, Department of Public Safety, Department of Transportation, Maine School Administrative Unit staff, and Maine Association for Pupil Transportation. Background for the National Transportation Safety Board. The NTSB is an independent federal agency charged by Congress with investigating every civil aviation accident in the United States and significant accidents in other modes of transportation, railroad, highway, marine, and pipeline. The NTSB determines the probable cause of the accident and issues safety recommendations aimed at preventing future accidents. The NTSB does not make recommendations, but does issue recommendations to organizations when they discover shortcomings in transportation system that increase the risk of accidents. Recommendations from the National Transportation Safety Board are: 1, school bus driver physical performance test, also known as PPT. 2, school bus driver commercial driver medical examination requirements prescribed by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, also known as FMCSA. And 3, lap shoulder belts on new large school buses. At this time, I'd like to turn the program over to J.C. Holmes, our federal and state liaison. J.C.?
There are a series of NTSB reports following accidents, the first one following Oakland, Iowa. The NTSB letter to Governor Mills to urge Maine to act on the safety recommendation in the letter. Revise your school bus driver requirements so that all drivers must pass a physical performance test at least annually, and also whenever a driver's physical condition changes in a manner that could affect his or her ability to physically perform school bus driver duties, including helping passengers evacuate a bus in an emergency. NTSB made this recommendation to 44 states. Following the accident in Anaheim, California, the NTSB safety recommendation to the National Association of State Directors of Pupil Transportation Services, NASDPTS, responds, recommend adoption for all school bus drivers within your state of the commercial driver medical examination requirements prescribed by the FMCSA if such requirements are not already in place. Maine adopted the commercial driver medical examination requirements prescribed by the FMCSA during 2017 and repealed it during 2018. Following the Baltimore, Maryland, and Chattanooga, Tennessee accidents, the NTSB letter to Governor LePage states, one new recommendation issued to the state of Maine, enact legislation to require that all large school buses be equipped with passenger lap shoulder belts for all passenger seating positions in accordance with the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard 222. The NTSB made this recommendation to 42 states, including Maine, all of which lack requirements for lap shoulder belts on large school buses. We have proposed legislation to revise school bus safety requirements. 1, driver physical performance test, or PPT. All school bus drivers must pass a physical performance test at least annually, and also whenever a driver's physical condition changes in a manner that could affect his or her ability to physically perform school bus driver duties, including helping passengers evacuate a bus in an emergency. We are considering other states' forms which already exist, such as that from New York. The second proposed piece of legislation, driver physical examination. All school bus drivers must pass an annual physical examination using the commercial driver medical examination requirements prescribed by Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA. We are considering ways to provide flexibility with a limited number of medical conditions. The third proposed piece of legislation, school bus passenger lap and shoulder belts. We are going to consider the need for that legislation after further study of that matter. We will not be doing that immediately. And now I'm going to turn it back over to Pat Hinckley.
Thank you, JC. Our timeline and next steps in response to the National Transportation Safety Board is, During July, the letter from the NTSB was received by Governor Mills on July 16th, 2019. We initiated first Maine DOE meeting agenda and initiate research. During August, we outlined the NTSB safety recommendation, or SR, history. We review and discuss SRs and policy with the Maine DOE, prepare the response plan, timeline, and next steps, submit proposed legislative bills to the governor, review and discuss SRs and policy with state agencies. During September, prepare webinar content and outline logistics, review and discuss safety recommendations and concepts with Maine Association for Pupil Transportation, review and discuss safety recommendations and concepts with school administrative unit staff via webinar, finalize proposed legislation, and review and finalize Maine response letter to the NTSB. During October, we'll deliver the Maine response letter to the National Transportation Safety Board. The response has a 90-day due date, which is 10/14/19, a holiday. So we plan to submit before the holiday.
Just to add one additional piece for folks to consider, as far as the proposed legislation is concerned around the PBT and the driver physical, is that we are recommending that there be a July 2021 implementation date, which would give employers and school units time to act on the new requirements. So we also would seek feedback on that implementation date as well.
Thank you, Dan. At this time, we very much would welcome participant comments. You can submit your comments using the webinar chat button. Please include your name, title, and district. Or if you prefer, you may submit email comments by September 19th, 2020 to me at my email, which is pat.hinckley@maine.gov. We will be collating all comments, develop frequently asked questions, and post on our website. So I encourage you to submit comments at this time.
Are you able to see?
Hello, everyone. I want to thank you for the comments that have been coming in. Your participation is extremely important, and we appreciate that. We want to remind you that you can also submit email comments by September 19, 2019, by sending to my email account at pat.hinckley@maine.gov. Again, I really appreciate your time today. The department takes transportation safety seriously and is continually taking steps to improve it. Thank you all for attending, and have a good, safe day.